Start today the Teraway, Northwest London. Wednesday, Shushan Purim, 15th of Adar Rishon, 16th of February. Rabbi Shimon Buckman Shlita, Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. This week's Torah has been sponsored, Refua Shleima of Avinoam ben Etta Vichne Neri Yoye, Shiyizkel Refua Shleima Bekoru Besuch Shoruch Ule Yisrael, Omein.
Omein.
Good morning, morning.
Morning,
morning.
So, the Shoinim at the end of Masechet Yuma discuss the following Shaila. You have a fellow who is a Chayla, very, very ill, and the doctor checks, does a deek on him, checks him, and says he needs to eat meat in order to survive. He needs to eat meat today, the day of Shabbos. Shabbos, he needs to eat meat today, and there's no kosher meat available. There's two options in front of this particular Chayla. Either to be Mechal of Shabbos, a Shecht Behema, and have some kosher meat, or to have the Goy do it. Don't be Mechal of Shabbos, have the Goy kill the Behema, whatever way a Goy does it, and they'll eat the Veil, eat on kosher meat. So bottom line is basically a question of Shabbos versus Matnas Asuras, Shabbos versus Kashrus, which one will trump which? That is the Shaila and Rishonim deal with. So the first thing we could think to ourselves is maybe neither one should trump either. Just don't do anything. Don't do any Aveira. Don't be Mechal of Shabbos. Don't eat Machlas or Suras. And okay, the person has to die. That might be the first thing that comes to our head. So now we've got Gemara, comes up in several places, which says that we learn from Apostle B'chai Behem that Yava Vanyara, person says, do a certain Aveira apart from the Gimel Chamuras, do a certain Aveira or else you're going to die. So then you do the Aveira, Yava Valyarak, you do the Aveira, you do not give up your life. We learn from that, that in any situation of Kuch Nefesh, as long as it's not one of the Gimel Chamuras at stake, person has to do the Aveira in order to save his life. So Shabbos and Machlas Asuras, neither of them are from the Gimel Chamuras. So really, we could now think, well, so what does it matter? B'chai b'hem, do either of them? Why should it be a Shaila? Why is Rishonim making a fuss over here? Do either one? So on that, we have a Gemara in Yoma, Daf Pei Gimel, which talks about also a Chayla, not on Shabbos, but a Chayla person needs to eat, and there's only a choice of two particular Maikolas in front of him, two particular foods, and they're both Osa, both of them are Osa. One of them, the first example the Gemara gives is one is Tevel and the other is Nevela. And the Gemara says, which should he eat? If it's between Tevel or Nevela, which should he eat? And the Gemara says he should eat the Nevela, because the Nevela is an Isalav, whereas Tevel is an Isalav, but it's a Chayav Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. It's a more severe Aveira, therefore you should take the lighter Aveira. You should pick the lighter Aveira if the option is there. And does the same Shaila, Tevel or Shavis, it says Shavis, Lurin Isaseh, then it goes on to Tevel or Truma, it's a Machlokes in the Gemara. But our Kopanim, we see from the Gemara that there is a pecking order over here. And that if a person has the luxury to be able to make a decision of one food, one Aveira over the other, you should take the lighter of these two Aveiras. The Mavur, later on in the Gemara, that we're definitely dealing with a case where it's not mamish urgent kuch nefesh, if it's, you know, a person needs to eat right this second, or else he may die in the next few moments. So then without a doubt, you just do whatever's the quickest option. You take the first quickest option, that's without a doubt. What the Gemara is dealing with, if you've got time, you've got a few minutes, a few hours, you've got time and space to be able to make a proper thought out decision. What is the better of the two Aveiras to do? What's the less bad of the two Aveiras? And in that situation, the Gemara tells us we should always go for the lesser of the Aveiras. So now back to our Shaila, Shabbos versus Machlas Asuras, which is the lesser of the two Aveiras? So the first thing that would come to our head is Machlas Asuras. Machlas Asuras, we follow the logic of the Gemara and Yoma, Machlas Asuras is an Issa Lav, whereas Shabbos is an Issa Skila, Chayv Kores, Issa Skila, Beleid Ben Hasra, it's a more serious Aveira. So we would think to say that we would take Machlas Asuras over Shabbos, and in this situation, the Rishonim are discussing, it would be better to have a goy to kill the animal and feed the choyle nevelus rather than for a yid to shech the animal b'mchal Shabbos and to give the choyle, feed the choyle basar kosh. That's what he would seem, and that that is the pashtus. That is definitely the pashtus. That is the default upon which the Rishonim give many, many answers. I'm going to try and share with you the time I have, see if I can get through four answers. There's more Tirutzim than this, maybe six or seven Tirutzim in the Rishonim. But many of these, all of the four Tirutzim I'm going to share with you today, are all heading in the opposite direction. That really, we give the Machal Shabbos to give Basar Shchuta, to give kosher meat to the Chola, rather than give feeding him the Vela. And in each Teretz, we have to understand why we're deviating from the Pashtus. The Pashtus is, the default is, it should be feeding the Makalos Asuris. Do not be Machal of Shabbos, feeding the Makalos Asuris, because that is the more chomo, that's the more severe of the two Averis. That's the Shabbos is the more severe of the two Averis, so avoid being Machal of Shabbos. We should give the Makalos Asuris, the less severe of the two Averis. So, why is it that we are going to deviate from this Pashtus, from this default situation, and yes, be Machal of Shabbos? So, could be some of you already thinking, Hutsh is Choya, that I'm going to come to that, it's going to be answer number four, I'm going to deal with that, I'm going to save the best for last. But just three other Mahalchim before we come on to the big klal of Hutsh and Choya. Number one, the Rosh, that Rosh says that Erech and Ami, really, we should give him Michael's Asuras. However, there's something needs to be taken into consideration that this choyle, many people, when you're just thinking about the thought of eating, let's say, lobster, yeah, a person, somebody offer you, you know, a person puts lobster in front of you, even if you don't eat it, just the thought of it is just repulsive to a person who's been brought up with basic Yiddishkeit, we become repulsed to such an idea. So if you give a choyle, you can tell him, yeah, you need to eat this meat, this piece of chazer over here, you need to eat the chazer in order to survive. Just the thought of eating chazer, even though he knows intellectually that he needs to eat meat to be paskened by a rav, that, you know, this is the right thing to do, rather than machal Shabbos, you should eat the meat, you need it to save your life. But just the thought of eating chazer, just so repulsive to the choyle, that it could actually make a situation worse. So with that consideration, the Rosh says that you should feed him the, you should be machal Shabbos, feed the boss a shkuta. Nafkemina is more if it's a child. Or if the choyle, Rahman al-Islam, is a child who doesn't have this chush, hasn't developed this chush of being repulsed by the thought of eating chazer. Alternatively, somebody who's not shomer mitzvahs maybe could also be somebody who's not repulsed by this idea. Nafkemina l'maisa, they were for such a person, you would feed the Michael's Asuras. That is teretz number one from the Rosh. Teretz number two. There's a, of the four Tirutzim I'm going to share with you, Tirutz number two is the only one, not, from what I saw, not brought down the Halacha. Is a Tirutz from Ozerua, who, I think he's coming from a Gemara early on in Yoma, who says that Michael's Asuras has a certain Timtum Alev. It's a certain Timtum Alev by eating Michael's Asuras, and he says that Timtum Alev is actually Noger, the Maisa, Halacha, the Maisa, where we recognize this as a serious factor in paskining halacha, and we would, it has such a choymer to it, such severity to it, that it will trump Shabbos. That it will trump Shabbos, be better in the machal of Shabbos than to eat something that could induce a timtum alev into a person. I can't remember where I saw this, but this idea comes up with Moshe Rabbeinu. He wouldn't be Yonik when he was first found by Basia, he wouldn't be yonik from the mitzvahs, and the Farshim say, I don't know exactly who says this, but they say that the reason he didn't want to be yonik from the mitzvahs is because, you're actually no, but they say that it's because of the Timtum Alev, because the mitzvahs were eating Michael's Asuras, so they would go through the Chalav and he'd end up, yeah, he's going to speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeah. But it was actually from the Timtum Alev. The Timtum Alev was going to create. They say there, and Rashi talks about them. I think they one of the portion said they. I think they linked this Ozeru, and they say that there was actually a Timtum Alev was going to develop from Binyonik from the mitzvahs. So that's answer number two. Big chiddush that should. It always seems like an ideal pidrush, but a big chiddush. Oz ruah held alach lemaise. That would be a reason to trump Shabbos. Answer number three also is a big chiddush from the Ran. The Ran says that true the Gemara in Yoma, which is discussing Tevel versus Nevela, Tevel versus Shvius, is discussing the Eichas of the Avera, the quality of the Avera, how severe the Avera is. Says the Ram, we also have to take into account the commas, the quantity of the Avera. That's also a factor when Cheshbeding eyes, which is the lesser of the Avera. So over here, in this situation, where it's a matter of Shechting a behema, being Machal Shabbos, or feeding the velas to the choyla, you've got Shechting the behema is one avera, one maisa, you do it once and that's it, it's finished. It seems to be, we do see in the Gemara that people, if it's a behema, that meat could be eaten raw, so it seems to be you wouldn't need to be bishul. So just the shechita would be enough. You do the shechita, you feed him raw meat, one avera. Feeding him maisa and suras, however, with every, says the Ram, b'chol kazayis v'kazayis, we derive from the Gemara Nozit, where every kazayis of every revius, I think of yain, is a love in its own right, could potentially get an oynish in its own right. So every kazayis he's going to eat is an avera in its own right. Gaon of Ram takes this Ram an extra step further, says even the chetzisha. Every tini marshu is an avera in its own right. The Ram doesn't go so far, but still every kazayas is an avera in its own right. So this chole is going to eat, let's say, 3, 4, 5 kazayasim of nevelas, is going to be clocking up his averas big time, more than Shabbos. So even though, says the Ram, even though Shabbos is more severe in the eichas, in the quality of the avera, Shabbos is more severe, but we also have to take into account the kamas, the quantity, and says the Ran, again, I don't know what his makor is to say this, but he says that the kamas will trump the eichas. The quantity will trump the quality. And therefore, it's better to be machal on Shabbos, where there's only one maisa veira, rather than feed him maisas or suras, feed him the velas, where there'll be kama averas with each and every kazayis. It's a chiddush of the Ran, as I say, I don't know exactly. He seems to say it's just masvara. He seems to say this masvara, that it just seems to be posh to him, that the commas should trump the eichas.
The shchita
is also causing cooking. Yes. So as I said, it could be with meat. We do see that people in various different scenarios in the Gemara that they were able to eat meat raw without cooking it.
Sushi.
Your steak can be rare. No, it's not cooked in the middle. So you can eat raw meat, not chicken, but meat, I think, if you eat some raw.
Also to carry on cooking it. Also to carry on cooking it to make it soft.
Yeah. So let me say again, so you know, it seems to be the Rishonim taking on that all you're going to do is the Shechita. All you're going to do is Shechita, and that would be enough. Okay, the fourth teretz, is the teretz of the Rishonim. They don't necessarily agree with this, but they bring down the Shitta of the Rabbeinu Meir, who says that Shabbos is Hutra Eitzel Pekuach Nefesh. This takes us into the big, well-known Chakira, well-known Shaila, is Shabbos Hutra or Dechoya? Hutra meaning that everything is totally, when you've got a Chayla in front of you, you have to be Machal Shabbos to help the Chayla, so everything becomes permitted. There's no, it's a Yom Chol, the Lashon of the Rishonim, it's a Yom Chol, just like on Yom Tov when it comes to Melacha that a person has to do, L'tzerich Eichel Nefesh, it's Mutter, it's not that Yom Tov is Bechoya, it's pushed aside, you do the bare minimum, no, it's at this particular point that you're doing a Melacha that needs to be done for your Suda's Yom Tov, so everything is totally Mutter, it's like a Yom Chol, the same is true with Shabbos, with Bechoch Nefesh. You've got a Chayla here, everything's Mutter, totally Mutter, that's the Sad of Hutra. Rishonim themselves, they don't agree with Rabbeinu Meir. They say that Shabbos is dechoya etz mekuach nefesh, which means a person can only do the bare minimum. They only do the bare minimum that's needed to be done for the cholo. Again, we're talking about where you have the option, where you have the luxury to do the bare minimum. Avada, if it's mamash kuach nefesh, a person cholo is life and death in the next few seconds, then you do whatever you have to do. But if you've got, you know, a few hours, it's not mamish, you know, life and death at this moment. So then the Rishonim, they go with the Sadov Dechuya, that Shabbos is just pushed aside, and you do the bare minimums, many nafkaminas of the Shai of Hutra Dechuya. But in our scenario, the it will come out that seeing a Shabbos is Hutra, Eitz of Kuf Nefesh, therefore, what right do we have to feed him Maifas and Suras when you've got a Heter over here? Be Machal of Shabbos. You're not being Machal of Shabbos. It's Mut, it's Hutra. Totally Mutter to shech the Behemah. What's the problem? So for sure you shech the Behemah rather than feeding him Maifas and Suras. On this, maybe just pause for a moment and to ask ourselves, why should Shabbos be Hutra, not Maifas and Suras? As much as we can Machadish, that there's an inyan of Hutra by Shabbos. Shabbos at this point in time, you've got Chayin in front of you. Everything becomes permitted, so maybe my Machlis Asura is also. At this moment, you've got Chayin in front of you, everything becomes permitted. Why can't we say such a thing by other Asura as well? Why should this notion only apply by Shabbos? Why should Hutra, this idea of Hutra, only apply by Shabbos? So there are different ways to answer this question. I'll show you the Chasam Sofer. There's actually two Nuschois within this Chasam Sofer and enough commitment between them. When it comes to Shabbos, as we said before, you can treat it like a Yom Chol. Because Shabbos is just an Issa Zman. Shabbos is when my wife always says to me when getting ready for Shabbos, she says, Shabbos doesn't wait for us. Yeah, Shabbos is not going to wait for us. It just comes, yeah, it's Chal as soon as you have Shkia Zachama, that's it, it's Shabbos. And then when you say to Kohav the following day, that's it, Shabbos is finished. They surim, they come and they go. It's just an Issa's man. Seeing as it's just an Issa's man, so we can dun that particular Zman as if the Zman's not here. We just treat this particular Tukufa, this particular period of where the Issa has been Chal for this particular Zman, we'll treat it as if the Zman is not here, and therefore the Issa's not here. We treat it as a weekday, and we find such a thing by Yom Tov, the Serech HaKol Nefesh. So that is why Shabbos, it is possible to entertain such a notion of Hutra when it comes to Shabbos. However, it comes to Michael's Asuras, as I said, the two Nuschos we can see over here. Number one is that it's not an Issa Zman, it's an Issa Olam. You've got a piece of Chazir, it's not going to come Mutter. Okay, Gemara I think does say when Mashiach comes, but Chaz will come Mutter, but for the time being, it's not going to come Mutter. A piece of Chaz is going to remain a piece of Chaz forever. It's never going to come Mutter. The second Nusach, the second way of saying the Masha Enke by Maichel's Asuras, is that it's an Issa Chachza. You've got this piece of Chaz itself, you've got a tangible piece of chazer, yeah, I can touch it, feel it. This chefza of chazer, this piece of chazer is osa. I can't treat it as something mutter. I can't say, I'll pretend that it's actually an apple or an orange, yeah. It's not an apple or an orange, it's a piece of chazer. Piece of chazer is a chefza, it's in this piece of chazer. I can't say I'll pretend it's something else. Those would be the two marsh engines by Michael Zosuris. Nafkamina would be Chometz and Pesach. Chometz and Pesach, you can imagine a scenario where a person is either be Mechal of Shabbos or eat Chometz and Pesach. I'm quite sure of the exact scenario, how we can, you know, tell the story, but some sort of story where that's the options. The two options in front of us, in front of this Chola, who is either be Mechal of Shabbos to get food, or to eat the piece of Chometz. So can we say that it's Hutra by Chometz on Pesach? So it depends on the Tunus Chos we said before. If the reason why Michael's Asura is we do not say Hutra is because it's a Chetza, it's Issa in the object, the piece of Chos is a piece of Chos, you can't pretend it's something else. So the same is true with Chometz and Pesach. It's a chefza. Chometz is a piece of chometz. It's a shtick chometz. You can't pretend it's something else. You can't pretend it's a piece of matzah. It's a piece of chometz. So in that case, we would not say hutra. You'd have to be machal of Shabbos. Not be machal of Shabbos. Shabbos is hutra. Chometz isn't. But if we go with the other nusach, that it's the Masha Inkin by Michael's Asuras is that it's an Issa Oila. is an Issa Olam. It's never going to become permitted, unlike Shabbos, which is Issa Zman. It will come permitted on Moitzi Shabbos. Ma'akas and Sirus will never become permitted. So even here, you can say, by Pesach, it will become permitted. Issa Zman. It's only also for the week of Pesach. As soon as Pesach has gone, it will become permitted. Okay. But it will become permitted after Pesach. So, in that situation, we would say, it would seem, I haven't seen this written anywhere, but it would seem that we would say Hutra by Chometz on Pesach. Just to finish, something from the Parsha, we see this is actually connected to the Parsha. We have the Gemara in Yuma brings out many Makoras that Shabbos is Nidcha, Eitz B'Kuch Nefesh, the Mechalo Shabbos to save a life. One of them is from the Pasuk, Vashom Avnei Yisrael Es Shabbos. Mechalo Shabbos Achas, the Mechalo one Shabbos, Kedei Lishmo Shabbos Tarbe, in order to be able to keep many Shabbos. That's the drosha the Gemara makes. There's many droshas. There's about 6-7 droshas that the Gemara makes. Conclude the last one with Chavahem. And just a pasuk earlier. There's a pasuk earlier with a beautiful pirush in Orach Chaim. It's actually the beginning of that whole parsha, which discusses Shabbos. The Yom Hashem on Moshe Leimoy. But Ata, Dabel B'nei Yisrael. Go speak to the B'nei Yisrael Leimoy saying, Ach, Es Shabbos Yisrael Tishmoyri. Ach, very strange lashon of Ach. My Shabbos is, again in the plural, maybe it should just be Shabbos. Ach es a Shabbos tishmeru. Ach es Shabbos tishmeru. My Shabbos is, you should guard. The ois hi beini beinechem, for it's a sign between me and between you, the dois echem, for all generations. Lord Zaz, to know, ki ani Hashem v'kadishchem, that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. So Or Chaim, it's a beautiful peirush over here. He says as follows. He says, double loshun, why does he say aches shoisoisai in the plural? He quotes Gemara also over there in that corner in Sekhaz Yuma that discusses Kuch Nefesh. Gemara says you've got a person who is told, let's say a few moments before Shabbos, he needs to take a certain treatment, which will involve being Mechalal Shabbos. The treatment will involve being Mechalal Shabbos, and he needs to take it for 8 days. He needs to take it for 8 days, like a course of antibiotics. And it's a course of antibiotics, it's a Chilul Shabbos course of antibiotics. And he can either start Boi B'Yom on Shabbos, which will mean being Mechalal two Shabbos, this Shabbos and next Shabbos, because it's an 8-day treatment, or he can wait till Sunday and just be Mechalal one Shabbos. The Gemara there says you start straight away. You start straight away and you be Mechalal two Shabbos. It says the Or Chaim, that's Pshat in the Pasuk over here. Ach es Shabbosoisai Tishmoyri. My Shabbos is in the plural. Shabbosoisai. Two suffs over here. In the plural to tell us, to indicate two Shabbos, it's worth being Mechalal two Shabbos in order to save a life. Why? So continues the Or Chaim. Ki ois hi beini beinechem. It's a sign between me and between you. Says the Or Chaim. It's not when Klal Yisrael were given the mitzvah of Shabbos. It's not just a matter of, you know, there's this thing called Shabbos, and it's very strict, it's very severe, so make sure you behave yourselves on Shabbos and don't do anything wrong. Don't do any malacha, and no. That's not the nature of how the mitzvah of Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael. Rather, says the Archaim, that Hashem wanted that Shabbos has a shoyma. Hashem wanted there's a shoyma on Shabbos. There are people who are going to be shoyma Shabbos, they're going to guard the Shabbos. Who's going to be that people? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were appointed as the Shoyma of Shabbos. Ki oisi beinu beinechem. That's the sign between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, that we are his Shoyma on his Shabbos, on his special day of Shabbos, which is going to be, I said, Lavoi, Menu Shabbos, Chai Oilamim, forever and ever is going to be Shabbos and Oilam Haba. We are the Shoyma right now on that taste of Oilam Haba. We are the Shoyma on it. We've been appointed the Shoyma on our Shabbos. It's that Shmira. That having been appointed to be Shomer on the Shabbos, that is a sign between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Finishes off the Or Chaim, Lo Das, we should know, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. If, despite the fact that we are Shomer on Shabbos, we have this incredible responsibility to guard the Shabbos, nevertheless, comes in a situation of Kuch Nefesh, the life of Yisrael, versus Shabbos, we see that Shabbos is Nidcha. We see that Shabbos is Nidcha. Even though We have been appointed as the Shoima on this Shabbos. Nevertheless, we come for the Shabbos. If there's no Shoima, there's no Shabbos. Shabbos needs Klal Yisrael to be a Shoima. So that's why the life of Klal Yisrael comes first, comes before Shabbos, in order to retain the Shoima on the Shabbos. And we will know how, and through that we will know that Hashem is Mekadesh Chem, that we know we are more holy than the Shabbos. The life of Yisrael, the life of the Yid, is even more holy than the Shabbos itself. By knowing that our life comes first in order to retain the Shoima on the Shabbos, we will know, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadesh Chem, that I am Hashem who is Mekadesh you, who sanctifies you, Klal Yisrael. Anyway, thank you very much for listening.
Very nice. Mr. Schreiber.